Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Arizona Opinion Survey. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Stacy Hoover, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification for survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be like a definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or probably will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay. All right, ma'am, and in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden, okay. All right, ma'am, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, or mixed race?
I'm Hispanic and white.
So it'll be a mixed race, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put that. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your age?
25.
25. All right. And thinking about the approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat, you know, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay. All right, man, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
okay. All right, ma'am, I'm going to read you a list of different issues, you know, and concerns. Some people say they want president, you know, and Congress to be most focused on, okay, for each. If you, you know, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue is for you to have them focus on, okay? You say 10 if you it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number, okay? The first one will be protecting abortion and reproductive rights from 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay, what about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
7.
7. Reducing crime and gun violence.
I'd say about 7.
7. Okay, what about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
About 8.
8. Okay, making housing more affordable.
10.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? Would that be a strongly approved, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. I remember, now I like to rate your feelings towards, you know, some people and organizations using scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, okay? And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending how you feel. If you do not have an opinion or have never heard them, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be the Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100.
Like 75.
75, okay. What about Joe Biden?
About a 60.
60. In the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Like a 60 as well.
60, okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. I want to read a list of priorities, you know, that you think Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important is that issue is for you, you know, for the FDA to be focused on? Use 10 if it's the most important. Use 5 if it's somewhat important. And use 0 if it isn't important at all for you. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, educating the public about food safety and diet and nutrition. How important is that for you?
I'd say about a 7.
7? Okay, what about authorizing prescription medication?
I'd say about a 9.
9? Okay. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products, like to help, you know, adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
10.
10. Okay. What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
I'd say about a 5.
5. Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban, you know, by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would that be a strongly support, or somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you support or oppose a ban, you know, by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. All right, ma'am, regardless of where you stand on, you know, on these bans, you know, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would that be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, or somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
So banning products?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think it does much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, or somewhat more harm, or much more harm in your opinion?
Somewhat more harm.
Somewhat more harm. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, regardless where you stand on these bans, you know, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or other issues are more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to be focused on right now? Okay, prohibition on approach on focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring, you know, the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products more cost prohibitive. And the second choice is harm reduction on an approach on that focuses on reducing harm and form tobacco through cessation, support, obsessions, you know, and prevention education, and helping adults smokers, you know, who won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you think is more, you know, in your opinion, which one you think they should be focused on? The first
harm
one or
reduction?
The second one?
Second one.
The second one.
Harm
okay,
reduction.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to read you some things, you know, that some people say could come, you know, to pass in the federal government, where to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtual all other, you know, traditional cigarettes, you know, on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about the outcome. Okay, here's the first one. Loss of 10,000 of good paying jobs, including, unorized farm workers, manufacturers and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailer who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
I guess not very concerned.
Not very concerned. Okay, what about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids, to get cigarettes?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. All right, thank you. All right. Now I'm gonna read you some statements, and we're almost through with this survey. And I really appreciate your time and help. Okay, with this survey, I'm gonna read you some statements people have made about potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by federal government. Please rate me each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement. Okay, you can give me any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America, okay? It failed with alcohol and failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates underground black market that relies, on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? But you can use an interval from 0 to 10.
Yeah, I strongly agree. So 10?
Yes, 10. It will be a 10. Okay. I strongly agree. Okay, America has a history of using unfair policies, to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity, between minority and white population occurs because some people, some police officers and legal officials use trivials, laws, such as marijuana possession to justify why these, disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Would you say do not agree with that statement, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. The last one says, today's adult smokers, come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still addicted to nicotine despite of prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them and on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through, cessation support and harm reduction. Would you say do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Strongly agree. 10.
A 10. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Apparently, we're almost done with this survey, okay? I only have a few more questions, and thank you very much for your time, okay? Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, okay? Let me ask you again. Is it already legal to sell tobacco, products to anyone under the age of 21? And considering this, do you support or oppose ban, by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes or flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Sorry, the banning of flavored menthol cigarettes and cigars?
Yes.
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Armin, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? And would that
strongly opposed?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, you know, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or harm to your community? Would that be much more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm, in your opinion?
Much more harm.
Okay. I mean, would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate who, you know, for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would you have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
It would impact it. So, yes.
Would I be much more willing to vote for him, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less willing to vote for him?
Much less.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And then in the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products, like beer, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
What about cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
And soda or pop?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, remember, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for strategic purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have
first grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, or college graduate, like bachelor's degree or postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, or PhD, MAD, or et cetera.
Some college,
okay. I remember, are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Which of the following describes you, how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you feel wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Is any member of the household a member of a union employee association?
I don't think so.
So nobody applies in the household?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, ma'am. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. All right. Well, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.